After closing the trap door silently behind me, I stuffed my sleeping robe under the gravity feed tank and managed to climb up and straddle my legs over the ridge of the roof. I won't pretend I wasn't frightened. The voices of people on the street certainly seemed a long way below me, but I had no time to waste being afraid, for it seemed to me that at any moment one of the maids, or even Auntie or Mother, might pop up through the trapdoor looking for me. I put the shoes onto my hands to keep from dropping them and began scooting my way along the ridge, which proved to be more difficult than I'd imagined. The roof tiles were so thick, they made almost a small step where they overlapped, and they clanked against one another when I shifted my weight unless I moved very slowly. Every noise I made echoed off the roofs nearby. I took several minutes to cross just to the other side of our Okia. The roof of the building next door was a step lower than ours. I climbed down onto it and stopped a moment to look for a path to the street. But despite the moonlight, I could see only a sheet of blackness. The roof was much too high and steep for me to consider sliding down it on a gamble. I wasn't at all sure the next roof would be better, and I began to feel a bit panicky. But I continued along from ridge to ridge until I found myself near the end of the block, looking down on one side into an open courtyard. If I could make my way to the gutter, I could scoot around it until I came to what I thought was probably a bath shed. From the top of the bath shed, I could climb down into the courtyard easily. I didn't relish the thought of dropping into the middle of someone else's house. I had no doubt it was an Okia. All the houses along our block were. In all likelihood, someone would be waiting at the front door for the geisha to return and would grab me by the arm as I tried to run out. And what if the front door was locked, just as ours was? I wouldn't even have considered this route if I'd had any other choice, but I thought the path down looked safer than anything I'd seen yet. I sat on the ridge a long while, listening for any clues from the courtyard below. All I could hear was laughter and conversation from the street. I had no idea what I would find in the courtyard when I dropped in, but I decided I'd better make my move before someone in my Okia discovered me gone. If I'd had any idea of the damage I was about to do to my future, I would have spun around on that ridge as fast as I could have and scooted right back where I'd come from. But I knew nothing of what was at stake. I was just a child who thought she was embarking on a great adventure.